This is Dakota Datebook for February 24th. North Dakota has no shortage of famous sons and daughters, but most North Dakotans largely remain unknown for their contributions to the state. Dr. John Grieg is one such anonymous citizen. On this date in 1905, residents of Botno learned that Dr. Grieg had passed away at his home in Yakima, Washington. He had been in poor health. The local newspaper observed, "Though we expected his death, the news of it brings fresh to our minds a deep sorrow for one well-beloved for those who knew him best and much respected by all." John Grieg was born in Middlesex, Ontario, in 1851. He graduated from Toronto Normal School at the age of 16 and began teaching, but went on to graduate from the Manitoba Medical College in 1886. Grieg first visited Botno in Dakota Territory in 1883. He moved there in 1887. His medical practice became the largest in the county. He purchased a farm and brought his parents to live there. He cultivated half of his land. The other half was valuable for timber. In addition to medicine and farming, Grieg was also active in local affairs. He was instrumental in organizing the town's Baptist church. He served on the County Board of Health. He was especially interested in education. He served 3 terms as superintendent of Botno County Schools. Grieg was also active in the Democratic Party and served on both county and state party committees. In 1895, Grieg married Mary McBride, a Canadian schoolteacher. Mary died 3 years later, leaving Grieg with 2 sons. The younger boy died at the age of 2. This took a great deal out of the doctor, and by 1902, it was apparent his health was also failing. He moved to Washington with his mother and sister. When his mother died, he brought her remains back to Botno for burial. His friends were shocked when they saw him. They described him as a broken man. Only in his mid-50s, he died shortly after returning to Yakima. In every age, it's up to ordinary people to achieve progress. Dr. Grieg is an example of an ordinary person whose contributions did not make it into the history books. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Carol Butcher. I'm Errol Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.